Hey you, I'm your nutrition coach. My name is Jackie Poole. Welcome to Happiness is a Healthier Habit. Let's get today's episode started. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode here with me. I'm so blessed to be here another year. We are still in April as of today, but I had a birthday month this month and I'm turned 33. So it means a lot and definitely had a great time. I actually did a workout class on my birthday, which is something that I've been wanting to go to the Endurance and Strength Academy. And they also have like free classes on the last Saturday of the month. So hopefully I'll be going to that one. Or I probably did go when this episode airs out, but it was a good birthday. I got to spend it time with my family, which is my closest family, which is my parents, my husband, my kids. Very intimate. We drove to Houston that weekend. And so my son had soccer. He scored a goal that game. It was such a great day. Like I won a massage, a sports massage, which I've been having some issues with my hip and my back. It's actually gotten a lot better now that I've been doing a lot more of like hip mobility and like moves that align with that certain discomfort that I've been feeling with my hip. And actually, I'm really excited to go and do this like 1 hour sports massage because he really knew what he was doing and I felt really good, even though it was just like 3 minutes that he was like maneuvering me, which when I went to a chiropractor a few weeks ago, I did not hate it, but the thought of them just yanking me and pulling me and just like twisting me back, I felt really good the day of, and for the next couple of days, I felt like I was more in pain. I was not a big fan of the chiropractor, and I know that the chiropractor has so many like good benefits to it, you know, getting adjusted, but for what I was looking for, that hip, you know, discomfort, like I would be in absolute pain when I would be done running. Like I was so sore. And it's funny because both the chiropractor and this guy like both said like my left leg was shorter than my right, and they both did different things, and he's like, okay, they're back to normal. And I just felt so comfortable, so much better with that. And I don't know if you've experienced this, it was my first time going to a chiropractor, but I had just a lingering headache all day after the chiropractor, maybe because it was my first time, I don't know. But anyways, I'm really excited about that, and I'll tell you about that once I go. But an hour massage for my birthday was great, cherry on top. And then I do want to say, you know, we're evaluating, right? It's the last week of the month. We're just kind of reviewing, how did our month go? How is it going? How are we feeling? And just kind of recapping, right? Because it's good to reset, get some mindset changes, kind of open up to see what's going on. That's what these are for. And this one for me was a big one, right? It's another year, another birthday, something to be grateful for, you know. And as I come through this year, like I know people come in and out of your life. It is totally normal for that to happen. And it just sucks sometimes that we have to accept that. And I felt that this year because there's a big change in our family dynamic and my close aunts and cousins. And obviously there's a whole bunch of things that I don't talk about here. that aren't really irrelevant, but when you're used to having them around, when you used to being people around and, you know, showing them love, and then just like all of a sudden they drop off, like you don't exist, especially when you're not, you didn't do anything wrong, because I know I didn't do anything wrong. It's just the accepting part of that, it's definitely hard. So I don't know if you've struggled with that, you know, we move on, breakup, relationships, you know, of course, like I said, people are meant to come and go. People are not going to like your changes, how you grow. People are going to move on. They're going to let you go. And sometimes you have to accept that. And while it's great, like I understand, like, hey, they don't want to be part of where I am. You know, anything like that, that's, you know, I see it as, okay, that's fine. I have to just accept that. But it doesn't change the fact that, yeah, it still hurts. Like, it still hurts my feelings. It's still, I'm allowed to kind of grieve that, because obviously it's kind of like a different type of grief, because it was just kind of like all of a sudden, right? Like if somebody just dies. I'm reading this book, Lessons in Chemistry, and I'm in the episode. If you're reading that book or have heard of that book, it's been really great reading it. But I'm in the part where, you know, the chemist just dies, and it's just like all of a sudden, and you have to grieve. And the same thing right here, it's like all of a sudden, there's this big change that happens in your life, and you don't know what happened. It just happened. And, you know, as personally, I wish things would stay the same, you know, people would treat me the same, but obviously that's not happening right now. That's not the case right now. And, you know, the people that want to be part of your life will, and cheer you on and help you out and cheer for you and be there for you, and the people that don't won't. And so that's the hard part. Like, I think I can accept that, but at the same time is those feelings of like, why? Like, why? But that's enough ranting. You know, like I said, I had a great birthday. I'm recording today. I'm standing up. I feel good. We're running a whole bunch of errands. And so I wanted to make this quick. I wanted to make this valuable to you. And so that's something that I hadn't talked about, was I had taken a sleep test, which was like a cortisol test, and I hadn't discussed the results. And honestly, the beginning of the year, not only am I having this like lingering hip pain, I have all of this drama going on, but I'm not sleeping well, right? And this whole year, like, I know what to do to lose weight. I know how to do it and stuff. And I'm finally at a place where I'm like, okay, I'm feeling better. And so I took this sleep cortisol test, which is really, was really simple. It was a saliva measurable test. And so basically a physician reviews it. It gives you like an out of range to low, optimal, elevated, and out of range again, right? So the results came in, and basically what this test does, it's basically explains that cortisol, of course, should be the highest in the morning and lowest in the in bedtime, right? It helps regulate your sleep and wake cycle. And of course, the decrease in cortisol before bed can definitely stimulate melatonin production. So of course, if our cortisol is out of balance, you may experience symptoms related to, of course, sleep, maybe your blood sugar, weight gain, your mood. And obviously, like, my results came back a little bit elevated. So I was right at the elevated and optimal, kind of like, so it was 0.3 to 0.6 optimal, and I was 0.7. So obviously I was in the elevated state. And then it has a way for you to take these if you're like on a regular cycle. So it explains to how to do it as well, because sometimes we think We're doing all the right things. We're exercising. We're eating right. But we have like all of this stress. We're not maybe dialing a few things here and there in our nutrition. And our hormones, something that we obviously don't see, are a big part of our results. And yeah, you can be doing all the right things. So I heard this metaphor the other day. It's like you're building a house and you're building a house with like all this rotted wood and just kind of like putting all like nice stuff in it over that. And of course, like inside, it's not going to last long. It's not going to function well for years to come like a good wood building house would be, right? Because the inside is not taken care of. It's not right. So this is what cortisol is. So of course, mine was a little bit elevated a few months ago. And so of course, I could be experiencing high blood glucose, high blood pressure, lower libido, again, weight gain, which I have gained. I had gained like 10 pounds in the beginning of the year, like all of a sudden. And like I mentioned to you earlier, I had a lot of internal drama going on, a lot of stress moving from my older house to this new house. So I had a lot of things going on. And sometimes, you know, I can give all this advice, but sometimes it's hard to do it for ourselves, right? So sometimes I have to go back and see, be my own coach, my personal trainer, like my personal motivation. And I'm so lucky to have my husband to be here and like support me in every step of the way. Like sometimes he challenges me on things that I'm doing and kind of like points out like, hey, you could be doing this or you could be doing that. And so, of course, again, like high cortisol, it can definitely weaken immunity, increase cravings, and of course it can be due to like, you know, chronic stress. Stress could be anything. Maybe you're overworking out. Maybe you have a lot of work at home. Maybe you're dealing with financial problems. Maybe you're dealing with family problems, like whatever it is, you know? And so it's definitely things that you can do to help out. So as we evaluate this end of month, I want you to think about, you know, the simple things like, hey, how's your sleep? How's your energy? How do you feel throughout the day? Like, do you feel stressed? Do you feel like things are getting out of control, right? Kind of center your mindset to see where you are. Because like I said, I think I've been doing very well this year as far as like, I'm finally, I'm at a place where I'm content, I'm happy, I'm accepting of the things that are I can accept and control and let go of the things that I can't, right? But this birthday definitely did affect me in that way where, you know, I realized like, you know, it just sucks that, you know, you don't have control over other people's actions. You don't have control over what they decide to do. But obviously, you know, you can't let that get to you, but in a form of a way, it's just very sad that, you know, you were ending a chapter in your life and you're just, you know, opening up a new one. And that ending might not be like the ending that you wanted or that you hoped for, but you know what? We move on. And so during this test, it's definitely recommended to do it again. So I'm actually excited to do it again, but it does have some pointers for you to help out, help with your cortisol levels and things like that. So we're going to discuss what those results and of course, like tips that they gave me to help out to increase your sleep. And before I begin with these, you know, tips that they give out, know that you can order these tests from me as well. Just a little reminder, we can have a quick discussion about it. This is just one of the tests that are available to you as a, you know, client, or even if you just want the test for yourself. What's really cool about these tests is you get an actual practitioner writing and kind of giving you all of these tips, because as as a coach, I can know all of these things, but there's also a scope out of practice as well. So that's what I like about this. You have an actual physician giving you results, giving you temporary tips that you can do to, you know, fix your results, fix your, you know, too low results, too high results, whatever it is. But in summary, you know, in order to support healthy production of cortisol, especially before bed, if you're struggling sleeping, if you're waking up during the night, if you feel restless, if you have a lot of stress, it's really important to focus on reducing that stress. And sometimes, you know, that might not be even possible, but to manage your stress. And I will link the managing stress episode on here so you can listen to that as well, if that's something that you're looking for, because sometimes it's easier said than done. Like, sometimes you cannot reduce the stress. You just have all of these things to do that you worry about, that you have to get done, and so they pile on. But the way you handle it and manage it, it's definitely going to make a big impact, because like I said, sometimes you can't take the stress away. The stress is going to be there no matter what, you know, whether you're working, family, I mean, things are going to happen. It's just life. It's never going to be perfect. And so sometimes you can't take or reduce the stress, but you can definitely manage it. So I will link that episode below. As well as, we want to optimize our diet, we want to look at our nutrients, maybe we need to talk about taking like multivitamins, maybe we haven't been doing that, looking into toxin avoidance, you know, what type of things are we using in our homes, in our cleansers, like there's so many broad spectrum to that, as well as like maybe limiting caffeine. You know, for me, I used to say two, right, like after two, but like I've noticed if I've had too much caffeine, even by 2 o'clock, like that's still pushing it for me. So I would even lower it to 12 p.m. if sleep is something that you're having struggles with, as well as getting daily exercise. And daily exercise can be, you know, strength training 2 times a week and doing like 15 minute, you know, HIIT classes during the week. You know, whatever gets you moving, walking, of course, prioritizing good sleeping habits. And so good sleeping habits would be doing like that protocol 3-2-1, which is like 3 hours before bedtime. That would be like your last meal. 2 hours before bedtime, you know, have your like your last liquid so you're not waking up to go pee during the night or things like that. And then 1 hour before bedtime, kind of start dimming the lights, shutting off electronics, just so your body starts producing that melatonin, feeling more relaxed, maybe reading a book. Sometimes when we are on our screen, you know, our screen, that blue light can really suppress our melatonin, if for those that didn't know that. So that's why it's a good recommendation to reduce our screen time before bedtime, because, you know, the blue lights definitely impact our stress hormones, our cortisol levels, and again, they reduce that melatonin production if we're too much on, you know, watching TV or on our phones. You know, some people use the blocking light glasses, but honestly, that's great for them, but if I want to watch a movie, I just want to watch it, right? This doesn't have to be like an everyday thing, but if you are struggling with sleep, you know, like for us, we like to do movie Friday nights for sure, but it's like an everyday thing. Try to do it more than not often, right? And so that's what I wanted to talk about today. Go over my sleeping cortisol bedtime test, and obviously they recommend a few things like magnesium, daily vitamin, maybe some adrenal support, which will help with your like stress response, as well as help you with like mental clarity and calm your mind. So there's so many protocols that you can do if your cortisol is off. I know like mine was completely off for a little bit, and then I dialed it, and when I dialed it is when I took the test, right? So I wasn't too far off, but even if you're not in the optimal state, it can definitely impact you in so many ways. And for me, I know if I'm not sleeping, I am a zombie in the morning. And especially as women, we need that rest, we need that that time, our beauty sleep, right? Without rest, you can't lose weight, you can't lose fat, you can't build muscle, you won't have energy. You'll get all of these cravings if our sleep is not there. So it's something to think about if you're struggling with your sleep, of course. And of course, it is important to recheck this test just to see how you're doing. But obviously, if you're feeling better, you're feeling the energy, you're losing the weight you want, you're, you know, building the muscle, you feel like you're getting stronger, you feel like you're not, you know, dealing with all of these things, obviously, those are testaments that you're feeling better, right? So it's always good to check just to see where you're at. Like, all right, I moved it to where I'm supposed to be. And so that's what today's was for. It's just evaluating how we're feeling, checking in. Next month is Mental Health Awareness Month. I think it's going to be tomorrow. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so that's something that I wanted to chime in on here. If you're struggling with, you know, certain things, there's so many illnesses and conditions out there that are related to, you know, mental disorders. But for me, one of the highest things is like having high anxiety or having, you know, possible depression or going towards that center. And so checking in with these tests, making sure I'm taking my supplements, dialing in on my diet are going to be a big improvement on how we feel. And of course, like I said, you know, things happen, life happens. And like I've said before, you can't really control what other people do, what other people's choices they make. All you can control is what you do, how you let that affect you. And, you know, you're allowed to grieve, you're allowed to, you know, say your goodbyes to what was, and, you know, open up to what will happen in the future, open up to new opportunities. And that's what we're evaluating today, right? Just, you know, how are we feeling? What can we let go of? And how to move on, basically. And so checking in with yourself, see how you're doing, see how you're feeling. And then just one more reminder before we go, we are still doing the summer confidence course as well. So that is also available for you. It will be open the entire summer. So if you're somebody that hasn't subscribed, if you subscribe today, not only will you get the wellness reboot guide to finally losing weight, but you'll also be joining in the summer course. So every week you'll have the opportunity to gain new insights at what tips and things you can do to feel better for this summer. An enrollment date won't end until July, but you don't want to skip out on this because it's going to help you so much clarity. You're going to know what to do to feel better, to lose weight, and to have the confidence in yourself that you really want for this summer. So please join me in that. And if you have any questions on the lab test, I have a variety of tests that we can do as well. You don't have to be a client to do these. And so I'm excited that I have an opportunity to work with Rupa Health to order these through practitioners. And so we can work together to better your health. And it was great talking to you guys. Till next time. And if you have a April birthday, happy birthday to you. Let's keep rolling. Let this year be amazing. And talk to you later, ladies. Bye.